One of Alabama's greatest politicians was old Judge Howell Heflin. Judge Heflin was late getting to politics. He'd been a good lawyer up in Tuscumbia up until age 50. He actually been a military war hero, Marine. He was the best lawyer up in Tuscumbia. He actually was Helen Keller's lawyer and most of the bank's lawyer up there, such a good lawyer. But that wasn't how he was known up there. He would hold court outside the courthouse around Colbert County. He was such a spellbounding storyteller that he'd have throngs of 50 to 75 people stand outside the Colbert County Courthouse and hear old Howell Heflin tell stories and jokes. He had a repertoire of jokes that was unmatched, and he was a great, great storyteller and a great senator. Heflin went to the Supreme Court of Alabama for 6 years and went to the U.S. Senate at about 55 years old. But as I said, he was built his career as a lawyer up there, and he had a repertoire of jokes he shared with me. I rode up there to visit with him after he left the Senate one time. He said, "Tree, come up here and visit with me for about a couple of days." And I went up there and spent a day in Tuscumbia, and we regaled old stories. He told me stories about the Senate. But he finally sat down. We had coffee together at a coffee table up there in Tuscumbia. He says, "Tree, I hear you writing a book about Alabama political stories." I said, "Yes, sir, Judge." He said, "Well, I want to give you about 5 or 10 of my best jokes, and you can use them in your book, but you got to give me credit for them." So in the back of my book, I got Judge's stories in there, and there's some good ones. Seems old Judge had a favorite character he probably made up that lived up there in Colbert County. His name was Ham Benderson. Now, Judge had several stories about old Ham. Ham was a good old fellow, but he was a real rounder. He liked to take a drink on Saturday night. But his wife was the pillar of the First Baptist Church. She was there every time the door was open. She was head of the Sunday school, and she was just the pillar of that church. But she couldn't get old Ham to go to church with her much, but about once every 2 or 3 months, she'd drag old Ham to church, and she got him there one Sunday morning. Well, Ham had a particularly bad Saturday night. He got there at the First Baptist Church, and he fell asleep in his pew. And the wife was sitting there, and she was a little bit embarrassed about old Ham, but she was glad he was there. And the preacher was giving a particular hell and brimstone sermon. He slammed the pulpit real hard about the middle of the sermon and says, "Everybody here who wants to go to heaven, stand up." Of course, everybody in the congregation stood up, but old Ham was asleep and sat there in his chair. Wife was just horrified about old Ham sitting there in his chair, and finally the preacher went on a little further with his sermon and got into it even deeper and said, "All right, everybody here who wants to go to hell, stand up." Well, he slammed the pulpit so hard it woke old Ham up, and Ham stood up in his chair, woke up and didn't know what he was doing. And the preacher looks over there at him and said, "Well, sir, what you got to say for yourself?" And old Ham looks back at the preacher and says, "Well, preacher, I don't know what we're voting on, but it looks like you and all the ones for it." Thank y'all for listening.